Shalom to all! Today's daf is your Shalom Mishkalim, daf Yud Zayin, and we're starting Tes Zayin Omid Beis on the bottom with Halacha Hey, and Vilcher's daf is on Yud Omid Beis, and today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Mars Merim Sarah Basim Yaakov Moshe, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now this Mishnah continues discussion of Moser, when we have extra money collected for something, what we do with it. We started out this sugya discussing the Shkalim themselves, then we moved on to talk about other Karbanis, and now we see them moving on to something else. The Mishnah tells us Moser Shvuyim L'Shvuyim, money that was collected for Pidyon Shvuyim, for redeeming captives, and we redeemed all the captives that we needed to, wonderful, said extra money left over is for other shvuyim, other captives that we find out about. However, ma'aser shavui la'aser shavui, leftover money collected for a particular shavui, for a particular person who was captured, so that's meant for that person only. We're not allowed to use it for other shvuyim. Similarly, ma'aser aniyim la'aniyim, whereas ma'aser ani la'aser ani, money collected for poor people as a whole is meant for other poor people. If we took care of all the poor people on hand, so we have to use it for others, whereas if it was collected for one specific poor person, we just have to give all of it to that poor person. Another thing, ma'aser amesim la'amesim, money collected for people had passed away and they needed help with their burial, for tachrichin and other related expenses, so that's used for other mesim if we have extra money left over. But now we have a three machlekes meiser hames. What about money collected for one specific mace? He had passed away, he didn't have any money, so they made a public collection for him and there was some money left over. What do we do with that? So according to Tanakama, liyarshav, it goes to his yarshim. Even though it's a very embarrassing thing to have money collected for you, we say that the mace is meichel on his covet. He forgives that embarrassment because he wants that money to go to his yarshim. That's what Tanakama holds. Whereas Rav Meir says meiser hames, money left over that was collected for a particular mace, that has to be left till Eliyahu Navi comes because he's besafik. He doesn't know if the mace is Meichel on his covet. Whereas Rav Nosson says, no, he definitely was not Meichel on his covet, and therefore all the money has to be used for him. The thing is, though, we already paid for everything necessary. So what do we do with it? Meiser HaMeis, that leftover money, Bainulay Nefesh Al Kivroi, a Nefesh, which is like a monument that's built over his kever, giving him further honor. So the Gemara Yod Zayin Amar on top tells us, Govulay Bechaska She'inloy, let's say they collected money for this mace, that he doesn't have, they thought he was poor, but it turns out that he did have money. So Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to say, or he thought to say, that we apply a Tanakama, that the leftover money collected for a mace goes to his Yarshim, and it would be the same thing over here. However, Amar Rav Yid Chutrayo asked Rabbi Yirmiyah, Haga Atzmacha, think about it for yourself, they only intended to collect it for him, and since he doesn't need the money, how could we say it goes to his Yarshim? And so Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah defended himself by saying, Anoli Amris At Menolach, I never actually said it that that's what the psak is. So where you come and say this is wrong, you have no rayah. And we continue, Rav Nosson had said that we build a nefesh, we build some sort of monument over his kever. Now Tanu B'Shem Rav Nosson, we have a brass, Moshe HaMeis, money left over that was collected for a particular mace, Yivna Loi Nefesh Al Kivroi, this monument is built over his kever, V'yas Loi Zilof Al Gav Mitasoi, and he has wine sprinkled on his mita as well, that's part of covet for the mace. And Tanu we have a brass, Ein Paidin Shavu B'Shavui, no redeeming one shavui with money that was collected for a different shavui, and V'ein Gevin Talis B'Talis, no using money to purchase a talis, a garment for a poor person, if it was collected for a different one. However, we do not protest the parnasin, the people who are in charge of the tzedakah fund, if they end up using money that was technically collected for one purpose for a different one. That's because the parnasin do have this right to be able to use money that they have at their disposal for something that they deem fit. Now, Tanu, we have a b'raiser, he tells us, we do not build a monument, we don't build a whole structure over the grave of a tzaddik, because divrehen hein zechroinon, their words, that is their zecher. The words, the Torah of the tzaddik, that is the greatest memory for them, that's their greatest covet, so we're going to build a monument over their graves. And obviously there's much discussion among the Paiskim about this, because we do see, at the end of the day, that there are a lot of kivri tzaddikim that do have a nefesh built over them. And then we get into a long discussion, which at the end we're going to see this concept, that the words of tzaddikim are their zecher, are their memorands. So Rabbi Yochanan, have a misnuch of azal Rabbi Chibar Abba. Rabbi Yochanan, he was leaning and going on Rabbi Chibar Abba, because Rabbi Chibar Abba was helping Rabbi Yochanan walk along the way, and Rabbi Elazar would see him. When Rabbi Elazar would see Rabbi Yochanan, he would scurry off to the side and hide away. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "Halein tartin milaya aved bavla hadein." There are these two things that this Babylonian, which is referring to Rabbi Elazar, he does to me, which are insulting. Chada deloy shal b'shloimi v'chada mitmar. One is that he doesn't inquire of my welfare. He doesn't say shalom aleichem, and he hides from me. So Amar Rabbi Yaakov either Yaakov told him, "Kach nagin gabehen." That's what their minig over there in Bavel is. Does the iro loy shal b'shloimi deraba, that a younger person doesn't say shalom aleichem to an older, more chashev person, and that's just something they don't do in Bavel. It's considered a lack of respect. Dina Nagin u'makaymin, their minig is as follows, to makaym this pasuk, Re'uni na'ar v'nechbo'o, youngsters saw me and they hid, v'yishishim kamu v'amdu, whereas the older ones, they got up and they stood up, and since he's younger than you, he hides from you, and that's a mele, why he doesn't say shalom aleichem. However, he saw that Rabbi Yochanan wasn't fully appeased by this, so he continued telling him. Amrala, he asked him, Ma'al me'avar kameda arur tzilma, is a person allowed to walk in front of a tzelem? This is referring to an avodah zara. Some say the word is not arura, which means cursed. The gear Girsa is actually a roida, which is a particular tselem, meaning his question was, are you allowed to walk in front of this tselem, or is that considered like showing it kavod? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan told him, mat palgle yakar, what are you trying to show it kavod by not walking in front of it? If you don't walk in front of the tselem, in front of the avodah zarah, you're showing that it has importance, that it has chashivos, that you're afraid of it. And so Adrab, you should do the opposite. Avar kamoi, you should walk in front of it, v'samienoi, and blind its eyes, meaning walk in front of it, don't pay any attention to it, and that's the greatest show of disrespect to it. So Amalei told Rabbi Yochanan, Yas Rabbi Lazar Avad, Lever Kamach. If that's the case, Rabbi Lazar did good that he doesn't walk in front of you, because since he comes from Bavel, and the minig is not to say Shalom Aleichem to somebody who's older and more chasher than you, so if he would walk in front of you, Rabbi Yochanan, and not say Shalom Aleichem, that's a great sign of disrespect. Memela, it's actually more respectful if he doesn't walk in front of you. So it's actually quite a good answer to Rabbi Yochanan, and he was appeased by that. However, Rabbi Yochanan continued, V'ayit Avir Habavla, there's another thing this Babylonian Rabbi Lazar does, Yudayin Hombez on top, Deloy Amr Shmaitz Mishmei, he doesn't say Torah over in his name, meaning Rabbi Yochanan was saying, Rabbi Lazar doesn't say Torah over in my name, I teach him things, he doesn't quote me when he says it over. The Gemara is going to explain later on why this bothered Rabbi Yochanan so much. Now, since Rabbi Yochanan was upset about this, they realized it's not a good thing that I have to appease him. So Nechansu Lefon of Rabbi Amir Ravasi, Rabbi Amir Ravasi entered in front of him, Amr Lo, they told him, Rabbi, Kachay Maisa Beis HaKnesset Shel Tarsiyim, the following story happened in the Shul of the Tarsiyim, B'negar Sheish Beresha Glustra, with a door jam or a door stopper that had some sort of ball at the end, Shenechler Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, that there was a Machlokes Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yossi, whether or not it's considered Muktzin, are you allowed to use it, are you allowed to move it? And they argued so fiercely and strongly, Atcher Karu Sefer Torah B'chamason, until they tore Sefer Torah in their anger, asked the Gemara, hold on, V'karu Sakadaitach, they actually tore the Sefer Torah, that can't be. Ella Mazbi Shenikru Sefer Torah, that it really means that a Sefer Torah was torn in their anger, in the fierceness of their debate and their argument in this halacha. And V'ayisham Zakenecha, there was an elder there, Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma Shmai, his name was Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, and Amr he said, Mahani, I would be surprised if Loya Haya Beis HaKnesset Zeh Avodah Zarah, if this Beis HaKnesset doesn't turn to Avodah Zarah, and that's what ended up happening. So we see that getting angry about things is really not good, so please don't be angry at Rabbi Lazar. However, Chazva Amr, Rabbi Yochanan said, Achdein Mechavraya, this was with friends, he's my Talmud. This whole story that you brought to try to appease me was with Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi, who were friends, they were colleagues, and they shouldn't be arguing to such an extent that Sefer Torah is going to be torn. But he's my Talmud, and I'm allowed to get upset at him like this. So Gemara continues, Nichlas Lefon of Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi. Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi went to Rabbi Yochanan to try to appease him. Amr Lehi told him, Ksiv, it says in the Torah, Kol Asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Avdoi, Kein Tziva Moshe Yeshua V'Gaymer, everything Hashem commanded Moshe as servant, so too Moshe commanded Yeshua, meaning Moshe taught Yeshua everything that he knew, and obviously Yeshua is teaching everything over from Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevachalti V'Dibor, Shahe Yeshua Yoshev Derish, Hoya Omer Kachar Moshe, do you think that every single thing Yeshua sat and told over, he said, this is what Moshe Rabbeinu told me? Obviously not, because every single word that came out of Yeshua's mouth was from Moshe Rabbeinu, his Rebbe. So he's obviously not going to be saying every 3 seconds, I heard from Moshe this, I heard from Moshe that. Ella must be Yeshua Yeshev Darish. Yeshua sat in Darshan, V'yaydin Shatar Shal Moshe Haya. And everyone knew that this was Moshe Rabbeinu's Torah. So Af Ata, so to you, Rabbi Yochanan, Elazar Talmidcha Yeshev Darish, Elazar your student, he sits and he Darshan, Zakal Yaydin Shatar Shal Chahi. Everybody knows that it's your Torah. Now Amr Lahan, Rabbi Yochanan told them, Ibnei Ma'in Atem Yaydin Maratzas Kibin Idi Chavirenu, why don't you know how to appease like Ben Idi, our friend, Rabbi Yaakov Ar-Idi? He just appeased me wonderfully. You should learn from him. Now the question obviously is, Rabbi Yochanan by the Yem Shmatz Mishmei, does Rabbi Yochanan really need them to say something over in his name? What does he care if Rabbi Lazar says over teachings in his name? And the answer is, that actually does make a difference. Av David Bikesh Al Rachamim. Even David HaMelech asked for Rachamim for this. Shinemar, because the Pasuk says, David HaMelech asked Hashem, Agur Ba'alcha Elamim, I want to live in your tent forever. Echsa B'Seser Knefecha Sela, I'm going to be covered by the shelter of your wings. And the question is, V'chi also leave David She'echai V'kayim Lo Elamim? Did David HaMelech really think that he's going to live forever? It can't be. This is what David was saying in front of Hashem. I should be zeichen that my words are said over in the shuls and batim midrashim. So we see what an important thing it is that even after a person passes on, that his Torah is said over in his name in the shuls and batim midrashim. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan was upset about, that since Rabbi Lazar wasn't saying it over in his name, that people wouldn't realize this comes from Rabbi Yochanan. So when they relate the halacha, they're not going to say that it was b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. And we continue discussing this. Shimon ben Nazira says b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak, Tam chacham sha'im davar halacham piv ba'il mazeh, atam chacham, whom they say over a matter of halacha in his name in this world after he already passed away. His lips move, so to speak, in the kever. Because the pasuk says, "Doivev sifse yishenim," moving the lips of sleeping people. And the sleeping people here is referring to somebody who passed away. So in some form, in some way, a person's lips move in the kever, meaning his Torah keeps him alive up in the yeshiva shamayla when something that he said is related in his name down in this world. And this is compared to kikomer shel anavim, like a big vat of grapes, which is all heated up and is ready to be pressed pressed into wine, just like this huge vat of grapes, the moment a person even just touches it, it automatically moves, the wine oozes out, so to the lips of tzaddikim, when a dvar halacha is said in their name, their lips move in the kever. Now the question is, and we have to add the following three words into the girsa, what benefit does he have? This wonderful to say that his lips move in the kever, but what type of benefit is that for him? He already passed away, he's in the yeshiva shalmaila. And the answer is, Barnazir Amr explains, it's like a person who drank konditon, which is spiced wine, it's wine that has honey and pepper in it, and Rav Yitzchak Amr, he says, it's like a person who drank aged wine. What do these two things have in common? Even though the person already drank it, time of apume, the taste is still in his mouth, and it's the same thing, even though Talmud Chacham, the tzaddik, passed away already, when somebody says a dvar halacha mishmei, it's like he has the taste of Torah still in his mouth, and that's a wonderful thing. Now we're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.